This is TWiT.
Well, the Daily Dot is reporting that a new YouTube Live will launch soon, targeting Twitch-like gaming videos and other uses. Richard Lewis is a contributing writer for the Daily Dot and joins us now. Hey, Richard, how you doing?
Hi, thanks a lot for having me on the show, Mike. Really appreciate it.
We're glad you're here. Now, what else do we know about YouTube's forthcoming streaming service?
It's very interesting. It's been in the works for quite a while, and I'm certainly not an esteemed tech journalist like yourself or the other people that have been on the show. My speciality is esports, competitive gaming, and gaming in general. And that's going to be a big driving focus for them. Esports has been very prominent in the media lately. There's been a big land grab to try and acquire as much kind of content around that because of the demographic it caters to and the huge growing numbers. You know, we're getting events now such as The International, which is reporting, you know, 9 million, 10 million, you know, concurrent viewers. We've got League of Legends that are doing, you know, 15 million concurrent viewers for their world finals. So this has been a big, driving point for YouTube. They took a chap called Ryan Wyatt, who used to work for Machinima and then Major League Gaming. He was a former commentator, and they brought him in as a head of gaming. So all of his background is in broadcasting, gaming streams primarily, and he's headed up this group, and they've got the old Google war chest out and have really spent big, apparently. All my sources have told me they've recruited 50 engineers, all that have live streaming expertise in a bid to effectively challenge Twitch. Twitch TV have had this monopoly within this space. And of course, Google themselves tried to acquire Twitch for $1 billion, but pulled out due to antitrust concerns. So they let it get away. And now it's that they're coming back to kind of to crush them.
You know, what do you think their chances are of becoming a formidable direct competitor to Twitch, which is a platform that's already so popular?
I'm as familiar as anyone out there in the tech industry with the Google misstep, shall we say. You know, not everything's not everything's a win for them. But what I will say is they're very, very serious about this. This has been an ongoing project since 2010 when they started streaming Indian Premier League cricket matches. They definitely want to get into the live streaming area, and I think they've now got this specific focus that I think is going to really help them. In terms of can they challenge Twitch? I mean, Twitch are way out in front, which is why they were a desirable acquisition for so many companies. Obviously, Amazon won that bidding war, but there was even sources saying Facebook made a last-minute bid to try and acquire that property. And I think YouTube are deadly serious. I mean, 50 engineers, again, as I said, that's a huge statement of intent. And I think they've got problems they need to overcome. I mean, the gaming audience are a little bit dubious about the prospect of streaming because of the YouTube copyright issues that they have in certain countries, like Germany, where gaming's very big. They've got some hurdles they're going to need to overcome, I think. But it's going to be interesting. It's an interesting time for anybody that works in that particular industry because Twitch have had a monopoly, and there's been a starvation of opportunities outside of Twitch for all of the talent in that space.
When do you expect this to be announced?
E3. All my sources have indicated that YouTube will go to E3, which is in mid-June, and they're going to make a big announcement about it there. When we reached out to YouTube for comment, interestingly enough, they didn't even provide a no comment. They sent me back a GIF of a child at a birthday party kind of shrugging like that, which was very strange. I've never had that in all my years of reporting. So I guess this implies that there's certainly more than a grain of truth to the report.
Yeah, I love that. There's got to be a lot more of that, and maybe we can run it on TV, you know, TV shows like this one or others, where instead of a no comment, we just get that. You know, I'd love that from Google. Richard Lewis is at DailyDot.com. You can follow him on Twitter at @RLewisReports. Thank you so much for joining us today, Richard.
Thanks for having me, Mike. Really appreciate it.
All right.